Now, we find here in verse 7, "And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David." Now, this was a portion of the great high priest's garments that speaks of prayer. You'll recall that this was a garment that went over the garment that he wore that when he was just like any other priest. This set him aside, and it was the garment he wore when he went into the golden altar of prayer. And he had two stones, one on each shoulder, and he had on that the names of the tribes of Israel, six on one shoulder, six on the other. In other words, he carried them on his shoulder. Now, this is a picture of Christ, our great high priest, who carries us on his shoulder. You remember that little sheep that got lost? What did the shepherd do? He put him on his shoulder and brought him back. And I do not know who you are, where you are, how you are, or why you are, friends, but I do know this, that he today is prepared to come and get you, put you on his shoulder, and he's able to save to the uttermost those who come unto God through him. And so David gets this garment that speaks of prayer, and he goes to God in prayer at a time like this. The one today, our great high priest up yonder, the one who is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And he's the one that David is appealing to at a time like this. And now he makes inquiry. He asks of the Lord. He said this, verse 8, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." God now encourages him to go, and that's exactly what he does. And David, verse 10, pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. Now, you see, when he got back, all the provisions had been taken. And these men are absolutely faint. 200 of them could not make the trip because they had marched double time getting back here, you see. Now, what happens is this, verse 10, "But David pursued, he and 400 men." And what happened? Well, they found an Egyptian in the field, brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. They gave him a piece of cake of figs. Now, this fella had taken sick, and he tells David that he was a servant of one of the Amalekite leaders, and that when he got sick, they just left him to die. And now David has overtaken this man. He's yet to overcome the enemy, and he wants to know where they are. And so this Egyptian tells him where the Amalekites have gone. And so he explains what had happened at the burning of Ziklag. Now the servant says, "I tell you, on condition that you won't return me to my master." And David says, "I can assure you one thing, you're not going to be sent back to your master." Now what happened is, David made a surprise attack then upon them. And he found them in revelry. They were enjoying the victory and the spoils they had taken. Verse 16, "When he brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled." And these fellows, they had a little transportation, and they were able to get away. Now David took all the flocks, the herds, which they had taken, and then returned also the wives and the children, the ones they belonged to. Now there was an argument among David's men whether the 200 men should share in the spoil or not. And David puts down a great principle here that reveals his fairness and of his justice, which made him the kind of a man God could use. He said, these 200 men that were sick, that couldn't come with us, they weren't able to make the trip, they're going to share equally in the booty. And I want to say that That revealed justice on the part of David.